From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he plans to meet Russian officials on the decision to pull some of Russia's forces out of Syria and ways to end the five-year conflict. His remarks in Washington come amid a cessation of hostilities and commencement of peace talks in Geneva.
I will be traveling next week to Moscow to meet with President Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in order to discuss how we can effectively move the political process forward and try to take advantage of this moment. We know that despite the progress that we've made, despite the reductions in violence and the increases in humanitarian assistance and relief, lasting peace will be impossible without a genuine political transition.
Monday, Russian President Vladimir Putin announced the decision to pull back some forces from Syria following a 5.5-month air campaign to bolster the regime of President Bashar al-Assad. France Tuesday vowed to step up its anti-terrorist campaign in Africa in the wake of Sunday's Al-Qaeda attack on an Ivory Coast beach resort that killed 18 people, including 4 French citizens. The Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault and the Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve arrived in Abidjan, the Ivorian commercial capital. Mr. Cazeneuve praised Ivorian security forces for their quick response to Sunday's attack, the result, he said, of ongoing cooperation. He announced that France is strengthening its security cooperation with Ivory Coast, stationing elite forces in neighboring Mali to intervene in case of emergencies, as well as provide training and assistance. Meanwhile, the Al-Qaeda North African branch said the attack in Grand Bassam was in retaliation for a French offensive against jihadists. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio dropped out of the presidential race Tuesday after losing his home state of Florida in a primary election to New York businessman Donald Trump. Governor John Kasich defeated Trump in his home state of Ohio, his first presidential victory.
We've got one more trip around Ohio this coming fall where we will beat Hillary Clinton and I will become the President of the United States.
Mr. Trump picked up wins in Florida, Illinois, and North Carolina, as well as the Northern Marianas in the Pacific, and he spoke of the need for unity.
We have to bring our party together. We have to bring it together. We have something happening that actually makes the Republican Party probably the biggest political story anywhere in the world. Everybody's writing about it all over Europe, all over the world they're talking about it. Millions of people are coming in to vote.
On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton won contests in Florida, Ohio, North Carolina, and Illinois over her lone opponent, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
Our campaign has earned more votes than any other candidate, Democrat or Republican.
She is comfortably ahead in the number of delegates needed to secure the party's nomination. Voters in Arizona, Utah, and Idaho go to the polls March 22nd. The White House announced Tuesday new changes to travel and trade restrictions on Cuba. They open up educational travel for Americans, allow Cubans working in the U.S. to earn wages, and reduce trade and financial barriers to improve business. President Obama makes a historic visit to the communist-ruled island next week. Top U.S. military officials have warned U.S. lawmakers that tight budgets are making it difficult to replenish capacity from 2 wars, meet current demands, and assure readiness. The Army Vice Chief of Staff, General Daniel Ellen, saying Tuesday the Army is consuming readiness as fast as it builds it.
The Army is accepting considerable risk by reducing end strength while deferring modernization programs and infrastructure investments. These trade-offs are reflections of constrained resources, not strategic insight.
U.S. military spending has been declining since 2010. An Ecuadorian military transport aircraft Tuesday crashed in a jungle southeast of the capital, Quito, killing all 22 on board, including 19 paratroopers. The cause of the crash not clear. The Argentine Coast Guard sank a Chinese trawler illegally fishing in its waters. The boat led the Coast Guard on a high seas chase. The crew was rescued. A bomb ripped through a packed bus in northwest Pakistan Wednesday, killing at least 15, wounding about 30 others. No one has claimed responsibility for the deadly bombing, but authorities suspect the Pakistani Taliban. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.